there's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
This is The Playlist. Hello folks, I'm Darren. The theme this week, Hooked on Classics. That was Bachman Turner Overdrive, and how the hell do you follow Bachman Turner Overdrive? Well, we'll give it a go.
I want to talk to you.
The last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears. I promise you it won't happen again.
Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? Yeah, I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try?
I try to be like Grace Kelly, but all her looks were too sad. So I tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity mind.
Be like that, 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 be
Grace Kelly. But all her looks were too sad, so I tried a little Freddy. I've done that answer to him.
Wonderful Mika, Grace Kelly, a song that I can do in karaoke. I'm pitch perfect, in fact. I just choose not to. Hello, everybody. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. The theme this week, for every week must be a theme, is Hooked on Classics. And I believe that we've opened up with a pair of them. Bachman Turner Overdrive, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, suggested by Art McRae. Thank you very much, Andy, for that. You have no idea how much I enjoyed that. And why do you think that fits the theme? Yeah, back. Bark. Bark. And that was followed by Mika, Grace Kelly from 2006, which borrows heavily from Rossini's Barber of Seville. Which, I might say, after the show is finished, once I put up the playlists for streaming that Troggy very kindly puts together, this week they have put together a playlist of the songs that are used in the songs that I'm playing tonight. It's all very nice. It's all very 3D meta. We're broadcasting all over the place here. We know what we're doing. This next one was suggested by Swissler, as was the previous one. Again, don't know how I manage it. Anyway, this is how you beat Bachman Turner Overdrive, but only just.
Ein Punkerunterricht in der großen Stadt. Es war in Wien, war Vienna, wo er alles tat. Er hatte Schulden, der Natur, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, na kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär. Er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles rief, na kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Du mit und es war irgendwie No Plastic Money anymore. Die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jeder Mann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär. Er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alle suchten noch heute Captain Rock Me Amadeus. Oh,
been reliably informed that Rollo Treadway would have rage quit the show had I not played that one. So, well, it was my sworn duty to do so. So thank you very much to Swisslet for that suggestion, and for everybody who replied to Swisslet on Mastodon to say, of course I should have suggested that. So yeah, that was obviously Falco with Rock Me Amadeus, and I'll spare you my my continuing rant about how Falco is not a one-hit wonder, and just let you all know that that is the case. This, by the way, is Nutrocker by Bee Bumble and the Stingers. I didn't do my research as to what piece of music this references, but I can't even remember who suggested it, because it's not in my... Oh, here we go. It's in my... Crinoline Robot, a new name here. I followed Mim on Mastodon for some time. She's followed me. And I think this is her first suggestion. So there is another one later on. You're not just getting the bed. But yeah, this is Bee Bumble and the Stingers with Nutrocker. And isn't it jolly? So yes, the theme this week is Hooked on Classics. Now, the route that 99% of you have taken is that these songs feature samples from classical recordings or borrow heavily from classical pieces. There are a couple that do not follow that, and looking forward to seeing how that turns out. But yeah, by and large, it's a classical evening this evening here on the playlist. So I hope you enjoy your classical, although there's no actual classical music in the show tonight, just tracks that feature it. Like this next one, suggested by Davybot. I think it was Davybot. Let me have a check of my list. Yes, this one was suggested by Davybot. This is Hieroglyphics with Classic.
Bit by bit, chomping at the bit. My shots hit accurate, a profit, passionate for profit, cashing in. That's the shit. Lyrical laxative, running off after, never relax when lashing. Different than the last one, so let's see. Chocolate dip, nuts, I'm Nestle. Milk, word wrestling, federation built. Y'all are complacent, still display some skill. My word placement, first place it, not a verse basic. My complex is complex, balance in check. No comment with comparable talents as yet. There's always a verse, yet there's always a verse, and always it hurts, so they always disperse. Tails tucked, who, why, when, where, what, and how. Sorry, but not with that style. I'm fond of funneling these tactless tactile cats until they tapped out. Put that down, cause I put that down. Yeah, I do that there. Why you act scared? Talking about who that there? I knock them out. If you ain't ship shape, keep your shit shut. For my shift shape, leave the shit shut. Close up, sucker, get your pose up. You hold down, what's a hold up?
Something you do when you're fire resistant. An ion intrinsic, instantaneous to lenses. Diablo, domino effect, wobble, stumble. Trying to follow, ask Paulo, Dumbo. Need a model? Todrill, soft silicone, reverberate with real tones. Feel it home till it hurt deep in your bones. I mean, really drill it home till you're in the zone.
We put in the work to make your body jerk. We won't shirk the duty of making you shake the gluteus maximus. Yeah, that's what's up. The music is moving, you need to be catching up. Classical massacres occurs in a flash of blur, smashing our hymn of them when we clash with words. Adrenaline rush, shatter you fragile gentlemen when I hit them up with agile style venom and change the game like two waves did pages. And Tupac did before the plagiarist came. Swore twing around, we not horsing. I'ma do mine, you do your thing. Hieroglyphics is monolithic, chronicling our careening on a collision course to contradiction. God is listening. We collage in the lodge with the touch of a brush to paint this picture. I'm heartfelt with the texture of velvet. My art propelling the wax start melting. We making a matrix break to this and motivating the shape complacentness. Midst of many maneuvers, we get blitzed in the groove as deep as it gets to reap benefits from Oakland to Brooklyn. The language spoken, broken and crooked. You know how we do it.
Something you do when you're fire resistant. An ion intrinsic, instantaneous to lenses. Diablo, domino effect, wobble, stumble. Trying to follow, ask Paulo, Dumbo. Need a model? Todrill, soft silicone, reverberate with real tones. Feel it home till it hurt deep in your bones. I mean, really drill it home till you're in the zone.
gentlemen, this is
The Playlist.
I'm just here to hold your hand when you die, and to show you around imaginary places. Put the muddy lumps in my bloody stump, and it will have a smile in the perfect circle. Die in your sleep with a sky at your feet. I'll treat you when you're happy, only then you will find peace. How did you do? I don't know, I'm okay. Every person I know is a secret story agent, cause I'm accused of lewd conduct. Stole the heart, they're ready for prom side, and I got a woman for my arrest, and put me in a loony bin, a funny farm, cause I'm about to end, but I'm just here to hold your hand when you die. There was not a single person who could do it better. No need to skip it in my ecosystem, but in the audience, me believe a Christian HMO, how I hate himself, but it charged me for a halo. But I'm on a scavenger hunt for a map for the chunk of the sky, very upper place with a mud pie. I fed dead songs on the silk screen, by my shirt, it is a kill dream. It is known to lead away to the stairwell, to a god's administrative office.
Shout outs now.
Peace to.
I'm just here to hold your hand when you die. Purpose and dedicate will also be there too. Just here to hold your hand when you die. And this again to send the mums, the world will help you. Just here to hold your hand when you die. There's a fellowship and Ash Tavern will help you. I'm just here to hold your hand when you die. To the Bit of Empire Hip Hop Clan too.
And I'm just here to hold your hand, you die. I'm just here to hold your hand when you. I'm just here to hold your hand when you.
Bus driver with imaginary places, as suggested by yet another new name here to these parts, Seard. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly, or at Slevit at oz.social. They popped up in the replies to someone else actually to suggest this, so hopefully they're listening, and well, they'll certainly get a tag after I've uploaded it, so thank you very much for that suggestion. That was Bus Driver, Imaginary Places from 2002, and ahead of that was Hieroglyphics with Classic, as suggested by Davey Bot, friend of the show, Davey Bot. It's been really fun, actually, researching the tunes that are used, or the pieces, should I say, very classical, very, you know, very classy. The pieces that are used, sampled in this, in the Hieroglyphics track. It was Hayden's Trumpet Concerto, and in the Bus Driver track was Johann Sebastian Bach and Niccolo Paganini. I do know which tracks, which pieces they referenced, but didn't write them down on this particular notebook. But it doesn't matter, because they're all in the streaming playlist that I'm going to link to after the show. So stick around for that, because it's going to be very, very good. I'm getting a word in my ear from executive producer Troggy that it is Hayden and not Hayden, because I am not, indeed, a very classy person. So shut up, Darren. This next one was suggested by two people. It was suggested by a number of people, actually, but it was the only suggestion from two people, so I'm giving them joint credit for it. Thank you so much to Mark West and Cara for suggesting Barber's Adagio for Strings, brackets, the Ferry Corsten remix.
Thank you.
That was Hybrid with Finished Symphony. That was suggested by Heapy, so thank you very much to Heapy for that. That uses a piece from Henrik Gorecki from 1970. I did look this up actually, and I'm going to talk about it because it's wonderful. 1976. While I was looking around for this one earlier for the researching the pieces, I found on Apple Music, so it's probably on other services as well, a performance of that done by Beth Gibbons, the Polish National Radio Symphony Orchestra, and Krzysztof Penderecki. That's just stunning. It's like 24 minutes long and it's absolutely wonderful. So, yeah, go and I'll post a link to that on Mastodon shortly, as and when I remember to do so, but absolutely beautiful. I even managed to listen to it without chatty manager disturbing me. Anyway, good evening, hello, and welcome. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. The theme this week, if you've just joined us, is Hooked on Classics, whereby most of the songs, not all, but most of the songs feature classical in some way or another. This one is Kraftwerk with Franz Schubert, as suggested by Sod's Lawyer. So thank you very much to Sod's Lawyer. It's actually a really nice piece to talk over, so I might keep this one in the roster for weeks where I don't have any beds. I hope you're enjoying the show this evening. This week, today, depends on where you are, doesn't it? It's only this evening if you are in this particular neck of the woods. Ahead of the Hybrid track, you heard Lamb with Angelica, which uses Debussy's Clair de Lune, as suggested by Tiger Crash. Thank you very much. And ahead of that was William Orbit's Barber's Adagio for Strings, the Ferry Corsten remix, because the original does, in the words of somebody who suggested it, hang about a bit. Obviously, that samples Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. So there you go, you're all caught up now. This next one was suggested by Rachel. And this one's an easier one to pronounce. This one uses Elgar's Enigma Variations, Opus 36, don't you know? And this is Rob Dugan with Club to Death. We'll be right back.
guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is
the playlist.
Listen, you're a beautiful girl.
Do you really think so?
True perfection.
But can I do it?
Take it to the ball, and on that runway, walk the body. And remember, shoot that arrow.
Remember, my dad was obsessed with that track when it came out in 1989, and I heard it lots at that time, and I genuinely don't think I've heard it since then. And just while I was sat listening to it then, I just had this flashback to I'm sure I used to hear that song a lot when I was a kid. That was Malcolm McLaren, Something's Jumping in Your Shirt, as suggested by Opinionated Geek, so thank you very much for that. That one samples or uses Johann Strauss's Kaiser Walzer Opus 437, but you already knew that, didn't you? Because you're an intelligent lot who know your classical music. No, that was nice. That was, Malcolm McLaren, Something's Jumping in Your Shirt from 1989. Ahead of that, as suggested by Rachel, was Rob Dugan with Club to Death from 1995. And this is where you tell me that it's actually pronounced Rob Duggan. And the one name that I keep pronouncing wrong is a Western name, a British name. Because, you know, that's just how it goes, isn't it? This is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and I've got loads of really good classical-related music tonight, this week. And what says classical more than prog rock? Nothing. Nothing. Thank you, Sharon, for suggesting Sky. absolutely magnificent stuff there from Sky with Toccata. Obviously that was drawing heavily from, in fact basically a cover of, Johann Sebastian Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor, of course, suggested by Sharon Gascoigne. Thank you, Sharon. This next one was suggested purely because the person suggesting it, Ian Robinson, considers it to be a classic, and well, you can't say fairer than that, can you? Enjoy some David Essex. Rock on, as suggested by Ian Robinson, so thank you very much for that suggestion. On a similar vein, Rollo Treadway suggested, and sadly I didn't have time to play it tonight, Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order, because it's got Hookie playing on some classics. But yeah, sadly I didn't have time for that. It is in the extras playlist though, that I'll link to after the show's done. This one was suggested by a whole swathe of people, but I think it was Sheza T that got in first with it. This is Procol Harum with A Whiter Shade of Pale.
Skip the life and dangle wonderful.
Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
We'll be right back.
hell, that was good. That was extreme Play With Me, as sort of suggested by Davey Bot, in response to Gary Whitewolf suggesting the one that played before that, which was Extreme with Flight of the Wounded Bumblebee. Well, technically it was Extreme, but really it was just Nuno Bettencourt going apeshit on his guitar for a minute and a half, and it was wonderful. And I enjoyed that very much, so thank you very much to those two for those suggestions. Ahead of the top of the hour, you heard Alicia Keys with Fallin', suggested by Steve Nixon. I don't think there's any particular... I searched long and hard for this. I don't think there's any particular sampling or reuse used in that track, but she's really into Chopin, so it fits. And I mean, it doesn't matter, does it? The theme is just a guide to the right direction. Before that was Procol Harum, A Whiter Shade of Pale. Now that did use a piece of classical music suggested by Scherzer T from 1972. That used Air on G-String, Johann Sebastian Bach, who I think is the most sampled or most referenced composer in the show this evening. The show, of course, being The Playlist. I'm Darren. Thank you very much for joining me, where the theme this week for the next hour is Hooked on Classics. And yes, you guessed it, all the songs relate to classical music in some way or another. This next one was suggested by Guffo. You'd know that if you're a long-time listener and you hear the song, because obviously it was suggested by Guffo. This is Dragonland with Beethoven's Nightmare.
Lights nearly call from light beyond. What is the charge? Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Of Muse there with Plug In Baby. Thank you very much to Troggy for the suggestion, among others, but Troggy got in there first, so they can have it. Hang on. Ah, there it is. Yeah, that was Muse, Plug In Baby. That's, what did that take from? That was another Bach. Yeah. Toccata in Fugue in D minor. Of course it was, yeah. Same as the Sky track from before the top of the hour. So there you go. And ahead of that was Dragonland with Beethoven's Nightmare, suggested by Guffo, which I think used bits from Beethoven's music, but there was nothing on who sampled. So I can't say for sure, and I'm a bit... As much as I enjoy hearing classical music, I don't really know much about it. I know it's a surprise. But there we go. So thank you very much for those suggestions. Excellent tunes all. This next one was suggested by Rollo Treadway, and it needs a little bit of explanation. I don't think it needs any explanation. It's a great tune, stands on its own two feet. But I'm gonna read you out what Rollo posted to me. I have to suggest something by the absolutely glorious Ak Dan Gwang Chil, or ADG7, as the name is often written for Western audiences. I'll suggest Hello Lonely from their album Such Is Life. That fits the theme because ADG7 come from a background of Korean classical and shamanic folk music, which they turn into thrilling beats and uplifting pop and huge amounts of fun. I love them. Brackets, and you never said it had to be European classical music. Close brackets. And you know what, Rollo? You're absolutely right. I never said that. And you are the only person to play some music or to pick a tune that doesn't draw from European classical music. So congratulations. This is ADG7 and it's wonderful.
Playlist.
Doesn't that something? That was Public Image Limited with Swan Lake, and will be for another 30 odd seconds of this. It's quite the sound, so thank you very much to Sod's lawyer for the suggestion. Obviously, Swan Lake. That's the thing, Tchaikovsky. That's the link. And it was very much John Lydon doing the art pop thing. Not unenjoyable, but challenging. Thank you very much, Sod's lawyer, for the suggestion. Always a pleasure, never a chore. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and this next one was suggested by Sheepnik, who I think is the biggest fan of a house in the world. This is Endless Art.
All art is quite useless according to Oscar Wilde. Turner, 1775 to 1851. Toulouse-Lautrec, 1864 to 1901. Andy Warhol, 1928 to 1987, R.I.P. Ernest Hemingway, 1899 to 1961. George Orwell, Jimi Hendrix, William Butler Yeats, Jack B. Yeats, Richard Redgrave, 1804 to 1888. Henry Moore, 1896 to 1986. Henry Miller, Sid Vicious, only 21. Brian Jones, Otis Redding, 1941 to 1967, R.I.P. All dead, yet still alive. In endless time, endless art. Masters of their art. Claude Monet, 1840 to 1926. Beethoven, Bach, Brahms, Elvis Presley, 1935 to 77. Man Ray, Johnny Ray, John Donne, 1573 to 1631. Alfred Lord Tennyson, 1809 to 92. The Generation Art, Joan Miró, R.I.P. Jackson Pollock, 1912 to 1956. John Lennon, 40 to 80. Henry Lamb, Cézanne, Paul Gauguin, William Shakespeare, Brendan Behan, 1923 to 1964, Tennessee Williams, 1912 to 1983, Gerard Manley Hopkins, 1844 to 1889, Pissarro, Picasso, Degas, R.I.P. All dead, yet still alive, in endless time, endless art. Joseph Conrad, 1857 to 1924. Jack Kerouac, 1922 to 1969. Keith Moon, 1946 to 1978. D.H. Lawrence, James Joyce, Mozart, Van Gogh, 1853 to 1890. Ian Curtis, Salvador Dali, Johann Strauss, Richard Strauss, Walt Disney's Mickey Mouse, R.I.P. All dead, yet still alive. In endless time, endless art.
Well, wasn't that something? That was A House with Endless Art, obviously borrowing heavily from Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Thank you very much to Sheepnik for that suggestion. Like I said, ahead of that was Public Image Limited, not Public Enemy. That was not Public Enemy, suggested by Sod's lawyer, so thank you very much. These next couple, I'm playing two by this artist because they're very short pieces, all told. Combined, they come to about 3 minutes. But Nikki Quote jumped straight in, suggesting Something or Anything by Wendy Carlos from Clockwork Orange, the soundtrack to Clockwork Orange, which annoyingly is not available on any of the streaming services. However, it is available in the places where I find my music. And of course, Wendy Carlos is a lovely link to last week's theme, because she is, of course, trans, a trans woman, and a gifted musician, I think it's fair to say. So, sit back and enjoy a couple of pieces from the soundtrack to A Clockwork Orange from 1972. We're opening up with the theme from A Clockwork Orange, and then we'll follow it with the William Tell Overture.
What? I got a fever, and the only prescription is
the playlist.
Thank you. Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, ich bin ein
Playlist.
I'm sure the Russians do love their children, Sting. I'm sure they do. That was from Dream of the Blue Turtles from 1985. That was Sting with Russians, as suggested by Giflian. Thank you very much to Giflian for that suggestion. That tune samples from Sergei Prokofiev's Lieutenant Kishia. So there you go. Absolutely faultless pronunciations here on the playlist. Right, I'm now going to leave you in the warm company of Tom Lehrer for a few minutes, because why wouldn't you want to be in that company?
Now, if I may digress momentarily from the mainstream of this evening's symposium, I'd like to sing a song which is completely pointless, but is something which I picked up during my career as a scientist. This may prove useful to some of you someday, perhaps in a somewhat bizarre set of circumstances. It's simply the names of the chemical elements set to a possibly recognizable tune. There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, protactinium, and indium, and gallium. and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, and terbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. Isn't that interesting? I knew you would. I hope you're all taking notes, because there's going to be a short quiz next period. There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and francium and fluorine and terbium and manganese and mercury and molybdenum and magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium and lead, praseodymium and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, and tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium. There's sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, krypton, neon, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard. And there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered.
We were sitting out on the playlist.
Obviously, that was Erasure with their version of In the Hall of the Mountain King by Grieg. Obviously, Erasure did a cover of that in 1987. Thank you very much to Revival Records for bringing that to my attention. Once again, I've invited Rollo Treadway into my bed. This is Sam Fontaine with... a tune from Ski Sunday. It's called Pop Looks Bark. So there you go. Thank you very much, Rollo, for suggesting this bed. The theme this week has been Hooked on Classics. I've got time for, believe it or not, two more songs in the last 12 minutes of the show. However, I have important business to which I must attend first. The theme for next week's show is karaoke. Yes, everyone's favourite Japanese import, karaoke. What's your favourite karaoke song? What songs do you love that are about karaoke? And so on and so forth. Get your suggestions into me at the playlist suggestion over on Mastodon. And we will sing our hearts out and play some amazing tunes, etc., etc. Right. Yeah, time for two more tracks, quite long ones. In fact, this next one is 13 and a half minutes long, and it may surprise you to learn that I am not playing the whole thing. Sorry, Gary, though you must have known that when you suggested it. This is the Liquid Tension Experiment, who are essentially Dream Theater with a different bassist. This is Rhapsody in Blue, and it really is quite lovely.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Liquid Tension Experiment, with your version of Rhapsody in Blue. Thank you very much to Gary for the suggestion for that one. It is great. And it, when you listen to it, that is basically a Dream Theater track. But that's thoroughly enjoyable. If you want to hear the full 13-odd minutes of it, then just go elsewhere, okay? Anyway, thank you very much for joining me this week. It has been a blast, as always. If you want to carry on listening to some fine tunes, head over to labr.online at 9 o'clock and you'll hear Steve of This Parish, DJ Bodger, over there spinning some tunes to a given theme. And it's always nice. Right, that's about all I've got time for. Oh, I did forget to tell you that the person who suggested the Tom Lehrer track was Crinoline Robot, so thank you very much, Mim, for that suggestion. Thank you very much for joining me. Next week's theme is karaoke, and I will leave you with the absolutely batshit mental and glorious tune suggested by CC Ferry. This is Freddie Mercury and Montserrat Caballé, Barcelona.
Barcelona!
Barcelona. Good night, champions.
Let the songs begin.
Barcelona.